Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back. This is episode 22 of the Third Pick Podcast, man. As usual, man, we are your hosts, Scott and Mariano, man. You know to follow us on Twitter at Barbershare Scott.
Yes, sir, man. We back again, man. It's Mari. You know the voice, you know the headline and all that. at Mariano on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I told this nigga Scotty gonna get on Rap Name soon, dog. We just put out an episode today. We're recording this on Wednesday, the 5th. We got a new episode out today and shit. So check that shit out, man.
Check it out, man. I'm doing double duty today after I record this. I know people are looking forward to it. It was supposed to drop today, but there will be a new episode of 2 Minute Drill coming out after this, man. I had the pleasure of going to SoFi Stadium.
I saw that, it's the most
beautiful stadium I've ever been to.
And you got a chance to go watch an actual quarterback be great at what he does, and I don't know what that looks like at the moment, so I'm just, you know, I'm just enjoying. Here's the thing, I'm not like one of them bitter niggas, like my team trash, so I can't enjoy
other shit. You got two rings, man.
Nigga, I enjoy, and it's that too, but I enjoy watching like Joe Burrow play and like Herbert and all these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love it, dog. Like,
I love the new school, man. I love all these new school dudes. Yeah, I really do. Even the receivers, man. I love Jamar Chase, man.
Jamar Chase is a dog. Oh, he's a dog. I like Justin Jefferson. Like, he's a dog. Like, he really is. I think we hit a patch there for a minute, just like in sports for a while, where there was like a lot of players that was coming out that just didn't do it. We were looking for the
new school,
right?
To fill in,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
When all our greats start retiring and, you know, shit like that, stepping away from the game, we looking for like, okay, who's going to be the next era? And like now, these niggas is out here, bro.
Yeah,
like this is going to be a fun next,
era.
You know, decade.
And the crazy shit about it is, the new era competing with Tom Brady. Like, bro, that's the funniest
shit. Still got
every 20 years since Brady won his first ring.
Yep.
And this nigga is going for number 8, man. But it's just, shit, you know, crazy. I would say this about SoFi. I didn't really pay much attention to the game. One, they kicked the Broncos' ass. But two, when I tell you SoFi is the most L.A. shit I've ever seen in my life, because like, it's literally a day party with a football field, bro. Like,
this nigga
Herbert broke Phillip Rivers' record for the most touchdowns by a Chargers quarterback. And these niggas playing corrupt. You know, niggas return the kickback, niggas playing poo shiesty. Like, it was literally like a party
up in that bitch, man. I can't wait until Herbert erased all that whole ass nigga record. All of
them. I forgot you don't fuck with Phillip Rivers. But yeah, man, so just look into that when we do 2 Minute Drill. And of course, I'll give y'all the story of how I got them VIP tickets, because I did not pay for them shits at all. I did not pay the $5. niggas had the little comfy seats, nigga. There was a fucking, we had a bar behind us in our section. Nigga, it was like a hotel bar in a fucking football stadium. So you'll get the full story on Summer Session. And you also get the story of how one Pat Vito ended up courtside at the Laker game on New Year's Eve. Oh, it was a hilarious story.
Hey, rapper shit, man.
So look out for that, man. But we are here, man. We're going to talk about the hottest team in basketball.
Yes, nigga.
Our Chicago Bulls, man. Yeah. I'm wearing my Bulls hat today, man. I'm very proud of these niggas,
man. Talk about it, nigga.
What a fucking weekend. What a fucking weekend for DeMar DeRozan and this Chicago Bulls team. DeMar was named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. He didn't get named Player of the Month because, you know, he missed 8 games because of protocol, so they gave it to Embiid. So I'm pretty sure if he didn't miss that, he'd be the one that month.
Easily.
But, man, I mean, where do we even start with DeMar? I want to start with this first before we get to actual DeMar's number. This is how you know the Bulls are a good team. Bad teams lose those games.
Absolutely.
Against teams that are not on their level. The Wizards and the players are not on our level.
Correct.
When they play like shit, and let's keep it a buck. In both of them games that DeMar hit the game winner, he did not have good games. DeMar was not having good games. The fact that with this game, Zach carried us.
I was just about to say,
read us.
Yeah, I was just about to say that's a game where
and Zach Kobe. Don't forget about Kobe.
Yeah, if Zach misses that game, probably ugly.
And so, great teams win games they ain't supposed to.
Yep.
And that's what they did this weekend twice. And just, you know, I'm going to be sitting there on my couch for New Year's Eve because, you know, I didn't go outside for New Year's Eve. I was sitting there. I ordered me Chinese food. I had me some beer. And I watched Marvel movies all fucking night. I had a great fucking New Year's Eve.
Yep.
I was in the bed by 1:30. It was a good night. You know what I'm saying? But when he hit that game winner, my first thought, I was kind of like the Steve Kerr reaction when Steph hit that little backhand three over Chris Paul. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? No, and yes, because remember, he didn't see the clock. There's no way he saw that clock. Bro,
the way he was dribbling, I was like, nigga, shoot. Yeah, like, shoot. And then he gathered and did like a one-leg runner.
The one-leg
I'm like, bro,
yeah,
fuck it.
And if you go back and look at the replay, Chris Fleming, got to give out to Flem. He did a great job with Billy Donovan being sideline.
Yeah,
Flem is looking like he won't call a timeout. Zach is looking at the ref and looking at Coach Fleming, and Vooch is calling DeMar to pass on the fucking ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like DeMar look up, realize it, and throw it up. And I love Lonzo's IG story after. He was like, Debo, you lying, nigga. You ain't know that clock was on there. And you know what I'm saying? So for that was a great shot. But for him to do it 24 hours later, I couldn't believe. Like, the first one, I was excited. The second one, I was like, nah, he ain't do that shit again.
Bro, he pump fake, and it almost reminds you of the shot against the Knicks, you know, earlier in the season, where he pump fake, you know, but this time there was like legit a reason to do it. It was like two defenders right there, dog. You know, he ended up with Bradley Beal playing the best defense you could play in a moment like that. Like, Bradley Beal couldn't have defended that any better. Only thing he could have did other than that was fouling, because he was really like that close. You know what I'm saying? So when he pump fake, I thought for sure either Bradley Beal was gonna like tip it, or I thought that it was just like, this shit is gonna sail over the rim, because he has to put on that shot to get it over the defender, to, you know what I'm saying? Like, right there in that moment. But that goes back to a guy that, you know, does the work. Like, I remember listening to Kobe talk about, you know, it doesn't matter. You can put your hand in his face all you want. He knows where he is on the court, so he knows how much he has to put on it. When I look at guys make plays like this, I think about that a lot, because it's like, that's not luck. Like, you don't just get in the game and get lucky and just hit that kind of shot. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like, especially the one against the Wizards. Now, the one against the Pacers, you call it what you want. You know what I'm saying? That's whatever. But that one against the Wizards is fucking steel, bro.
Both were difficult shots.
Oh, yeah,
both
absolutely. Both
were difficult shots. Absolutely. None of them shits was gimmies.
Yeah, and it's for the game. And we weren't tied. So it wasn't like we can go to overtime. That was a live or die shot right there.
Got to give it to Kuzma on the play before with that deep-ass three. That was good defense, too.
Bro.
That was good defense, too. They were playing on him.
I thought Kuz gamed this, bro.
I was like, well, you know what I'm saying? We've been playing like shit the whole game.
And it would be Kyle Kuzma to put the dagger in.
I was like, you know, it kind of is what it is, man. Like, you can't even really get mad at it. But when DeMar came back with it, man, it was just incredible, man. Incredible. Shout out to him. And I want to talk about DeMar, man. Is let's take a look at some of his averages. He's fifth in the league in scoring right now, 26.9.
Yep.
He's averaging 5 rebounds a game. He's averaging 4.5 assists per game. Man, is this the best you've seen DeMar DeRozan play in his career?
Oh, absolutely. No question. No question. And, you know, and again, it's not that DeMar – it's not that I never thought DeMar was nice, right? I'm not like you, Scott. I ain't no nigga like you, man. So, I don't know. But, I've seen him play, you know, great. But, like, now he's playing like a leader. Like, he's playing like a true leader, you know, whereas before he was coming from a standpoint of being the most talented, which the most talented player on the team is not always necessarily the leader. It's just that they're the guy that the team goes to. They're the guy that's the easiest to call the plays for. But another guy on the team, maybe a vet or like somebody else, may be like, you know, more of a leader. Now he's looking like both, because he's looking like our best player and a leader, you know, at the same time. So it's like, you have to understand he's still a vet. Like, he's been around this league for a long time. You know what I'm saying? He's been in playoff situations and, you know, shit like that. So this is the best I've ever seen. And I think it's the best that anybody's ever seen, because when you look around the league, when he hit those shots, you got everybody tweeting about it. Bron, you know, tweeting and Ja and this person, that person. So it's like they're tuning into Bulls games, bro. Yeah. I know it. We're becoming must-see TV. We're becoming like put them on primetime type of guy. So yeah, like this is easily the best that I've seen him play.
Yeah, and like I said, I keep saying I was never that big of a DeMar guy. You know, I was never that big of a DeMar guy whatsoever. I'm not gonna sit here and lie. But this, I've never seen him play like this. If he had played like this before, I would have probably been a bigger fan. And, you know, it was just, you know, something about that. I don't know, it was probably that team, too. I wasn't a Kyle Lowry guy either. I just started liking Kyle Lowry like two years ago.
Against DeMar back then. It's the team, it's the fans, it's Kyle Lowry. It was mad shit.
It was a lot of shit. But I think, and like I said, I would love to sign it from day one. We have audio proof of that. I love to sign it from day one. But he's just playing on another level right now. And, you know, he's in the MVP conversation. Now, what I mean by conversation, I mean like at the end of the year, when they do them boof-ass NBA awards, that he'll be in the top three candidates. And I would expect it to be him, KD, and Steph. But let's all be clear. This is Steph Curry's MVP to lose. Like, Steph Curry broke the record. He's got 3,000 threes, which has never been seen before. And the Warriors are kicking everybody ass. So it's going to go to Steph.
And Klay's about to come back soon.
And Klay's about to come back. Yeah, but just for DeMar to be in the conversation.
Yeah.
And where they're winning, too. You know what I'm saying? You can actually make a case for DeMar to be over KD. Now, the reason why they probably won't put him there because as great as DeMar is, you got a guy in Zach who's averaging around the same amount of points as Nick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that might cancel each other out.
KD's doing a little more.
Because Harden ain't been Harden. Kyrie Zulu coming back tonight. You know what I'm saying? We'll see how that goes. It's the part-time.
That shit going to have the internet on fire.
Look, man, I don't even want to talk. I talked about that nigga on Ball Don't Lie. I'm exhausted when it comes to Kyrie. But he's just balling to another level, man. And the fact that he's doing it with us winning. And at this point now, I'm just enjoying the ride because I did not expect us. You'd have told me at 35 games, the Bulls be 25 and 10. I'm like, that's a little optimistic. You know what I'm saying? That's a little optimistic. I didn't think we would be that good this quickly, man. And it's actually a good segue into it. Bulls on an 8-game win streak. This is our highest win streak in 10 years. Last time was a 8-game win streak. From February 2012 to March 2012.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Bulls fans know that's the season that Derrick Rose tore his ACL.
Which
is pretty much the end of the – I won't say the end because we had a shot in 2014, 2015. But NBA referees said, fuck us. But anyway, I digress. But that was kind of like when the window kind of – we lost a couple years after that.
You know, absolutely.
And so what's your thoughts on this 8-game win streak? Because we were talking about at the beginning of the season, 48, 47 wins. This nigga's got 25, and it's not even the first full week in January yet.
And this goes back to my point that I made about us getting to that, not only establishing ourselves as a great team in the league, getting to 50 wins and stuff like that, but you have to lock in these type of streaks, right? I've been saying this on damn near every episode. You can't just go out there, win a game, win two, lose two, win one, lose one. You know what I'm saying? Like you're gonna be in quicksand doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? All season long. Now we done strung together eight. I mean, shit, and two of those was like could have went either way. So this shit could have stopped the sixth.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that would have been even that. We was on the 6-game streak, and I was like, hey, cool. You know, we going into this shit 6 games up. Bet.
This is Zach LaVine's largest win streak in his career.
Yeah, and I think before that, it was like, what, like 3 games or some shit?
Yeah, he had never won 4 games in a row.
Yeah, never had one. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, they're doing exactly what they should be doing, you know, with us predicting, like, yeah, you can win 50 games. Now it's like, well, shit, with all these games left, we might have lowballed them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But again, we had to keep it, like, you know, you got to keep it like manageable as far as your expectations, like keep it reasonable. Like, hold on. Can't just put a team together and say they're going to get 60 wins or some shit like that.
60 wins don't happen all the time.
Yeah. It just don't happen out of nowhere like that. But this team has been fucking incredible, dog. They've been resilient. They're not like getting their ass kicked in these games to the point where it's like, they look like a different team, because that was the problem with the old Bulls team. Like in the past, we would look like a different team on two different nights. This team right here at least looks like themselves most of the time, I would say. And sometimes they just lose. Sometimes, you know, the shit just don't go their way.
It's only been 2 games, like I say, we truly got our asses beat. One was against the Warriors, and Boosh didn't play that game. Didn't play that game. The other one was against Indiana, but that was also when we were coming off of 6 games or seven days.
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't give a fuck that night. It happens, bro. Like, shit like that happens. You know what I'm saying? But I just like that this team is keeping their identity. You know what I'm saying? I think their identity is like, it's really just like playing like together, bro. You know what I mean? Like it's really playing together like for each other. Like as cliche as it might sound, that's what's been getting them these W's.
Yeah. And that's actually something I want to talk about in a minute when we get to like trades and shit, which mm-hmm. I some shout out. There's one of these listeners on ESPN 1000 I was listening to this morning. They brought up a good point about Bulls and trades. But one thing that I've loved about this 8-game win streak is they're taking every game seriously. Yeah. You know, the Magic game was a classic game where they could have been like, you know what, it's just not our night.
Right.
It's just not our night.
It's the Magic.
It's the Magic. We're at home. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We already had a 7-game win streak coming into mm-hmm. this. You know, we can bounce back. We got 3 days off after this.
Right.
Them niggas said, fuck that. We going to win. And don't get me wrong. Them niggas tried. They damned
it. Oh, it was a nasty game. Yeah, it was a nasty game.
Even when Kobe hit the shot that I thought was a dagger.
Yeah.
Zach was tripping. And by the way, guy, NBA referees, give this nigga some calls, bro. Like, Zach was trying to get fouled. Like, he was trying to get fouled. Yeah. He was trying to get fouled. On that fucking, you know, at the end of the game where they took the ball from him, he still didn't get the fucking call.
Referee's doing trying Buzz to Bunny get that little Buzz Bunny yeah. game. We're like, nope.
It kind of reminds me. People forget Derrick Rose did not get a lot of, did not man, get any that, calls for MVP.
Don't even get me started, my nigga. I'm yeah. about to, like, I'm really about to get like get upset. Thinking of, I'm dead serious, like, bro, yeah. that shit was nasty. How they did yeah. Rose?
They
I'm
all the about. Fucking time, bro. All yeah. the fucking time. But it's like, what I love is like this team has not been healthy in a while. You know what I'm saying? You've got yeah. Patrick Williams, who's still been hurting, and, you know, he should be coming back. Hopefully, he'll be coming back sooner rather than later. You've had all these people in and out on the COVID list, and now Alex yeah. Caruso's got COVID, which I'm kind of – not to say that I'm glad he got it because I'm not, but I'm glad
yeah.
he's –
but we talked – yeah, we talked
about it. We said it last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get it over with. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So, after that, you know, there's really nobody else on the team who's got it. So, they've been dealing with all this, and it's really been the epitome of – next man up. Everybody yep. has been playing to their roles. You know, when Lonzo's out for a couple games in protocol, Kobe held it down in the starting position. You know, with McKinney and all those guys, Tyler Cook has been balling before he got hurt. Now Tyler Absolutely. Cook is hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's like we haven't had a full squad yet.
Yeah,
and that's why you've kind of seen the defense go down a little bit because Caruso has been playing. Lonzo just got back on Monday. And so yep. you've been seeing that little drop off. What I love is everybody's having a part in this thing. They're buying yep. into what Billy Donovan is selling. There's no egos on that team. You know, even for yeah. Vooch, this is Vooch's first real winning experience. Now, he's been to the playoffs a couple times. But that has been as the bottom seed in the Eastern Conference. I don't even know if some right. of the teams be even over 500.
Right. I was just about to say they might not have been.
They might not have been. You know, like he had in his interview, shout out to Vooch, he got a fit off. I like the little pea coat he had on.
Yeah,
like,
no, that shit was fire.
Nice,
yeah.
nice little coat on. He was like, man, I'm having a blast out here playing. Like, this is the first time, like, outside of DeMar and Caruso, none of these niggas are used to winning. You know yeah. what I'm saying? This is new shit. And so they're all buying into it. And just Ayo, I love Ayo. Can I give a shout out to Ayo?
Bro, man.
Because that outside him special. Being a Chicago nigga from the South Side, you know, I got even extra love for Ayo. And he went to Morgan Park. But he doesn't play like a rookie. Like yeah, me and you right. both said, you know, that we felt it was a steal when he yeah. got drafted.
Hell
but
yeah.
I didn't expect him to be this good. And let's take a look at that Indiana game, because remember the play before DeMar hit the shot, it went off on yeah. Homeboy foot and DeMar was yelling at the ref.
Right.
Ayo pulls him like, nah.
Like,
chill.
Hey, nigga, yeah, we yeah. got to get.
And this is
yeah,
a rookie.
100%.
Most rookies would be intimidated to pull over a vet yeah, in a situation like that.
Kind of yeah. like, oh, shit, like following their lead. And that's a good point you just brought up right there, because I think I may have said it maybe last episode, the episode before. You can just tell when guys are pros, and that's being a pro in, you know, like physically and mentally. And right there yeah. in that aspect, it was like, we hoopers. And again, that goes back to the culture that we're building. You know, that we have built this season with this team, where I'm sure they're telling people in the locker room, like, bro, if you see me tripping, check me. Fuck it. I don't care if it's a rookie checking a vet or, you know, whoever. Like, we all brothers. We all on the same team, on the same mission. So he's doing exactly what his vet is telling him to do in that situation. You know, and if nobody told him to do it and it's just the instinct he has, that's even better. Because yeah. it's just a guy that just wants to win. And he's like, hey, we can talk about this shit later, bro. Like, right now, though, we got a game to win. You know what I'm saying?
And I actually think it's something that he's just happy. You know, Kendall Gill, shout out to Kendall Gill. He always brings it up in the post game because he went to U of I, too. Shout out to Kendall Gill, another Chicago nigga. He said, man, Kendall it's that 3-year nice. Shit. Yeah, Kendrick Gill was nice, you know, and he was like, it's that 3-year shit. He was at U of I for 3 years. So he kind of thinks like a vet. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of rare for players to stay in college that damn long now.
That's important.
And he's a winner. And also, I feel like Io's play has made Kobe step up. That's competition. Like, of course, everybody's the same team.
Yeah,
but it's like, you know, steals, you know, it makes people get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and it's kind of like that competition. So now Kobe, I've never seen Kobe this confident offensively,
bro. Absolutely.
It's like, yo, we're on the same team. You know, Kobe's probably his family around. Like, yo, this kid trying to take your job, man. Like,
that's absolutely what's going on in sports across. Like, people always expect like quarterbacks to groom the next quarterback.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, that's like telling a nigga, hey, go train him to take your job.
Yeah,
quicker than he's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So on this team, it's like, bro, I told you if we can see it, I know he knows it. Like,
and Billy Donovan sees it. I don't know if you at the end of the it was like mid fourth quarter against Orlando. Billy Donovan went to Kobe Io backcourt, and it was awesome. It was awesome, and I just really loved it, man. And that's the things I love. This Bulls team is enjoyable. Like even with 2014, 2015. I didn't have that much fun because I feel like all Bulls fans kind of knew, like, okay, this is our last shot.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like the regular season wasn't fun because we know this team's a good regular season team.
Right.
This team was a good regular season team even when Derek was hurt. With just Joe Kim and Booze and Lou, this team was still winning 45-50 games.
Yep.
So that wasn't the thing.
It was Bellinelli and shit like
that. Yeah, we was getting playoff fatigue. It was like, can we finally get over that hump?
Yep.
So this is the most fun I've had watching the Bulls team since 2010, 2011.
Easily.
And I'm not gonna say this team was better than that team because that team did have the league MVP. I do think that team was a better defensive team, and I think it was a deeper bench than this team.
Yeah.
But offensively, it's so much better than that 2010-2011 team.
Way better.
Imagine if Derek had either one of these three niggas. If Derek had a Vooch or a Zach or a DeMar.
They had my nigga playing with Keith Bogans,
fucking Bogans. Like, this is how bad. I don't think non-Bulls fans understand this. Keith Bogans was so bad that we got excited about signing Richard fucking Hamilton's corpse in 2012.
When we signed Rip and he was on Twitter tweeting about it, nigga, retweeted it. I was hyped. And
old Rip. It's not 04, 05, multi-time all-star Rip.
This Rip with the fucking baldy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Looking like a shell of himself.
Yeah, bro. Man. Yeah, that's how bad it is,
on the arm, on the leg, on the neck. Like, he has sleeves everywhere.
Finally get Jimmy and Derek's hurt.
Yeah.
You know, since we really only got to see 1 year of Derek and Jimmy together.
We can never get right, bro. And to your point about, Rose and Jimmy, now you're seeing DeMar and Zach playing is like, shit, like, this is what it looks like to have two offensive, weapons.
And I'm going to keep it a bucket. This might be disrespectful. He's been disrespectful, so I don't give a fuck.
Say it.
We ain't never had this in the history of the Bulls. Let's keep it a buck. Because even Mike, look, Scotty can't score like neither one of them niggas. Let's lie. Scotty
was
never
his call.
Calling.
No,
you were talking about this on 79th the Hallis. A shout out to my homie Ken, who said that 79th the Hallis became the third pick in the middle of the show. I'm like, look, football team stinks. We're trying to find a way to pass time. You know, at Scotty's peak, I think he averaged like 22 points per game.
Right.
And that was Mike was back.
I was about to say
in Alabama. You know what I'm saying? So we've never had the support. Like, and we've seen it over these last couple games. Sometimes DeMar might not have it.
Yeah.
Zach picks us up against Washington. Sometimes Zach might not have it. DeMar picks you up. And even like in Vooch, you know what I love about Vooch is getting out this slump? And we talked about this too. He's finally adapted to his role.
Yeah.
Like 100%. He only had 13 points against Orlando, but he had 17 rebounds.
I was just about
He's
to say
getting blocks.
Yeah.
This is the best I've ever seen Vooch play defense.
Yeah.
And he needs some help out there. He needs some bodies out there. He's out there fighting for his life on some of these rebounds.
That's the fact.
And it's just like you're seeing all this come together. And I love how this team is like, they asked DeMar, well, you know, are you guys a legitimate big three? And DeMar was like, no, we're a big four. Like basically saying, don't care about Lonzo.
Nah, dead ass though. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm so glad, my nigga, I'm glad you said that. because we've been playing so good that you'll forget, like, oh shit, niggas got Alonzo too. Like, don't forget about that, bro. Like, they have a Zoe right there in the tuck. And when everybody is out there, when Caruso, we saw this early in the season, early on, when everybody was on the floor,
we get full squad.
Oh my God, it's gonna be lights out for niggas. I'm gonna tell you that. Oh, real quick, the last time we had a backcourt that I was like this excited about offensively was Captain Kirk and Benny. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas was, hey man, niggas was.
Now, I was not the biggest Kirk Heinrich fan.
Hey, I love Kirk Heinrich, dog.
I was not the biggest Captain Dribble fan. Now, my beef with Kirk Heinrich honestly has nothing to do with Kirk or his play on the court because he was actually a good player.
Yeah, yeah.
My beef was he got drafted a pick after Dwayne Wade when the Bulls could have had Dwayne Wade, but mm-hmm. John Paxson didn't want to give up. Drum roll, please.
No,
Danielle fucking Marshall.
Yeah, man.
So, like, I never, it's unfair to Kirk. Because there's never nothing Kirk did to me that 100%. Pissed me off. Kirk was a hard, scrappy dude. Kirk played well, especially in that Marshall Boston ended series. Up
being the nigga in love don't cost a thing. Like, right. What was the nigga? It was homeboy? One of the niggas.
Yeah,
like, come on, big. Like, come on with this shit, man.
And then even the game against Orlando was a classic line. Like, Lonzo, you know, his shot really when he falling, mm-hmm. seven assists, playing good defense. Yep. And the offense just looks different when he's controlling it. Downfield pass. It's just, man, there's so many things I love about the team, man. Like, I look forward to watching
it. And we haven't been able to say that in a long time. Like you said, maybe, you know, back during, like, Rose MVP year, like, back when we had, like, the bench mob and that type of shit. Like, that was, like, truly exciting to watch because seeing Taj come off the bench, you know what I'm saying? Seeing that whole second unit come off and, like, really still get their numbers, like, going crazy. We beat niggas by 20 points because the bench came in and helped out. That shit was beautiful to see. So it's like now, it's like legit. I'm not watching it to like torture myself. Like, let me see what the Bulls gonna do. Like, I'm really watching this shit. Like the rest of America is watching this shit. Like, bro, what they gonna do tonight? You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, even the way they talk about us on these sports shows. Like, I remember Shannon Sharp was talking about the Lakers playing the Bulls. They ran off their schedule and it was like two games before us. He was calling off dubs, and then when it got to the Bulls, he was like, I don't know about that one. And I'm like, niggas ain't been saying that about us for the past couple of years. Like, you say the Bulls, niggas like, oh, dub, come on, go to the next one. Like, them niggas is out of here.
Yeah, before, I keep telling people, and I don't know why, there's so many people out there who, like, intimidated by Bulls fans right now, and it's actually kind of fucking funny to me. Like, hey, like, y'all getting too excited. First, and I mean, let's run off the number of excuses, because we like doing this on this podcast.
Yep.
What they say we got excited in the preseason. Oh, it's just fucking preseason. It's just fucking preseason. What they say when we got it when we went 4-0. Oh, it's the Pelicans. They didn't have Zion. You playing Detroit.
Yeah, it's early.
What's the excuse now? We done busted Utah. I was in the building when we beat Utah. We dusted the Clippers. We didn't dust the Lakers twice.
Yeah.
We done beat the fucking Nets twice.
Yep.
Like, what did Wayne say? Show me my opponent. Fuck is next? What's next?
They're going to always say something. And, you know, my thing about that is, like, Bulls fans haven't been like Cowboys fans who, like, when we lose, we still making it seem like we, you know, big shit just because we'll be used to being in the 90s. That's not what we did. We, you know, had our head down. Hey, fuck it, bro. We ain't shit right now.
Yeah.
We're going to make better jokes on our team than you are. So, like, it really don't even do you no favor, you know, talking shit. Now,
I think people forgot just how big this fan base is.
Yeah, like, bro, it's Bulls. I'm a Detroit nigga born and raised, and I'm a Bulls fan, bro.
Yeah.
Because that was the shit to, like, in the, you know, when I was a kid, my brother, rest in peace, he was a Michael Jordan fan. I wanted to be like my brother. I'm like, I'm fucking with Michael Jordan,
fucking
too.
With Mike.
My parents got me the Jordan Jammer rim. Jordan Jammer, yes. I got the picture and all that.
That's like, real 90s shit.
So, yeah, real shit. I had to get Space Jam. With the big puffy, you know what I'm saying, case, the VHS case and all that shit. So, like, it's a real Bulls nation, bro. That's ain't just a hashtag. It's really like that. Like, it's really like that.
And it's like, we just been like a fan base that's been like in hibernation. Like, I've been like, you brought up like how you from Detroit and how you became a Bulls fan. A lot of people's introduction to basketball was Michael Jordan and the Bulls.
Exactly.
You know, I got homies in New York who are Bulls fans.
Yeah,
you know
one of my best friends is a Harlem nigga, born and raised to the death.
Y'all are Bulls fans.
Yeah, my man Kev.
Yeah, and it's like you see it in these arenas. Like them Pacers game, which I expect to pay because Indianapolis is not even an hour ride from Chicago. It's probably like
it's right there.
45 fucking minutes.
Freddie Gibbs a Bulls fan. Like,
yeah, Freddie
Gibbs.
Well, he's in Gary. Gary is basically like
it's Chicago, right?
Gary's Chicago. Let's just keep it a buck. The only thing separating Chicago and Gary is the Chicago Skyway.
I was about to say it's probably like a gas station right there. It's like in the middle.
Right, exactly. My granny lives in Homewood, Illinois, right? I can get to Gary quicker than I get to fucking Homewood. And that's in Illinois. Gary, Chicago. I don't give a fuck with nobody.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, but in Washington, when he hit that fucking shot, bro, it sounded like a fucking Bulls game.
Yeah, exactly. Dog.
When I was at the Clippers game, It sounded like United Center West in that motherfucker. We in the bar in the area, nothing but Bulls merch. Yep. And one thing I love about us having a new era, it's not just old. And I always say this is how you know whether your team is good or not. Look at the players, the jerseys, the niggas is wearing.
Yeah.
If it's just old players. Your team ain't did shit in a while. It was a nice, healthy mix. I saw Jordan jerseys. I saw Pippen. I saw Rodman. I saw Zach. I saw DeMar. I saw Lonzo. I saw niggas rocking Zach's. I saw niggas rocking Lonzo's UCLA jersey. I saw a couple USC DeMar jerseys.
Bro, listen. We're out here, bro. You see a nigga in a Zoe jersey, DeMar jersey? Just know, bro. It was one of them games that niggas put up and they was like, hey, I'm ordering that jersey tonight. You know what I'm saying? One of them type shit.
Exactly.
So, like you said, that is a great you know, barometer. Like, oh yeah, let me see who's actually out here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I went to the Bulls game. I want to say it was last season when they played we still had Laurie. I think Laurie might have still been new.
Was it that game that Zach and Trey went like 45?
No. You know what? I'm so tight that I didn't go to that fucking game, dog. The game I went to, we beat them. Like, still. Okay. We still beat them niggas. But
yeah, we definitely lost that. I mean, I saw
a lot of niggas outside in Zach jerseys. Like, you know, I'm in Atlanta, so, like, I'm down there at the arena. I see, like, mad niggas in Zach LaVine jerseys. I'm just like, this nigga's
you know, star, one thing nigga. I didn't peep. If anybody's seen Marvel's Eternals, go back to the scene where I'm calling Paperboy. I don't remember his name in the movie. His name Paperboy to me.
Yeah.
Paperboy was there with his husband, and they got approached by one of the other Eternals. His son has a Zach LaVine jersey on.
Shit is important, bro.
When I first watched, I thought it was Michael Jordan, but then somebody tweeted, oh, the Bulls are back. That's a LaVine jersey with a screenshot. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
The little kid had a LaVine jersey on. You know what I'm saying?
I need to get an IO jersey. I ain't going to lie.
Look, man, Chicago, like DeMar said, IO can just look and niggas gonna go nuts. We love IO and at the crib, bro.
I'm about to get an IO jersey. I'm going to the game. I want to say it's the what was the 27th or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he got the one here? That got actually what the 27th?
I know it's January. I know it's coming.
I got the schedule right here. I think actually
the next game that they're in Atlanta, I'm going to that game.
Next game they are in Atlanta. I don't think they're there this month. I'm looking at it right now.
Let's see.
No, they're not in Atlanta. Actually, shit. The next time they play in Atlanta is I think it's like March, nigga. Yeah, I don't even see that shit on it. Oh, yeah, it is March 3rd.
March 3rd. That's right before my birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right before my birthday, yeah.
That's perfect. You have to see him then. Like, I seen the Bulls twice this year. I might be going to New York to see them at the Garden because I want to see the Garden, get over my couple homies and watch Zach drop 50 on these niggas. But let's get to one of the OG Bulls, man, Coby White. Coby White has been balling the fuck out. Over his last 10 games, he's averaging 16 points, shooting 47% from the field, shooting 43% from three. Let's take a look at his last four games. He has 17 against Orlando. He had 20 against Washington, 24 against Indiana, and then 17 against Atlanta. He's been playing well. Now, this is kind of like a two-part question I have for you, because this is going to go into my play devil's advocate for a minute. Everybody's like, oh, and I've been part of this too. He's bumping his trade value up, My question to you, two-part question. One, should Bulls fans stop putting Coby and trade talks? And two, maybe unpopular, should the Bulls stay pet at the trade deadline, see what's on the buyout market, because you don't want to disrupt the chemistry you have yet? And let's be real, nobody's expecting the Bulls to win a championship this year. Instead of putting too much dip on your chip and trading assets, when you're probably going to get Patrick Williams back, even if it's in a limited capacity coming off the bench, he can be there. Even if it's just for defense, it will help. What do you feel about keeping Coby, seeing what's on the buyout market, and just riding the wave with this team, seeing how far they can get, and assess from there?
Yeah, number one, to answer your first question, don't stop putting his name in trade packages, because he's paying attention and probably, you know, playing his ass off, because he like, oh, niggas want to play, you know, play with my name. Cool, I'm going to show y'all. So keep doing that. This is motivation, dog. These athletes look for the smallest little thing for motivation.
Smallest little thing.
The smallest thing. And I guarantee you, like, it's
like
not
when Tom Brady makes up, everybody say he falls off of you, which nobody said that for like
Mike made up a whole argument with a nigga.
Mike saying, made up, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, told me good game. Like, that shit ain't happening.
Nigga didn't
like,
say shit.
He ain't say nothing, bro. Like, but, you know, so number one, that, like, keep doing that. Number two, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I don't want to trade Coby unless. If AK gets an offer that's just like
out of this world.
Yeah, it has to be something that's like damn near franchise changing at this point. Because I think that we're building something. I don't think what we have right now, like you said, is necessarily go win a championship.
I don't think it's a championship team.
Yeah,
I
it's not. It's not go win a championship. Yeah. But at the same time, if you abandon ship now and start, you know, taking pieces away, you'll never know what they could have been had you added just a couple pieces here and there. So, like you said, I'm with you on the buyout market because you can find some quality players that you would have had to trade for probably because teams want assets. And if you're willing to just, you know, be impatient, they'll take what you can give them. So if you want to give them Coby White, you know, and whatever, a pick that don't fucking matter for a player they was going to let go anyway, they'll take it out all day. They'll take this shit 100 times. So I personally feel like stand pat unless you get an offer that just blows you away.
Honestly. Yeah, I think that I'm damn near putting Patrick Williams on the untouchable list. And this is the reason I say that. I really have a lot of faith in the kid. I have a lot of faith in the kid. Hey. Like when he got drafted, I was just really intrigued by him. And I really feel like, you know, I feel like a lot of the Kawhi comparisons are a little lazy, but I think he has a lot. And let's just say he doesn't become what we expect him to.
Right.
The Bulls still need to find out. You don't want to trade this nigga and he become a top five fucking player in the league.
Yeah, man. This nigga is Scotty Bird James. Yeah. Nigga,
like, you don't want to be like Indiana when they traded Kawhi for fucking George Hill.
Bro.
That's all I'm saying. And with this and Bulls fans, and I'm glad we have a smart front office because I do believe AK and Mark Eversley, they're thinking about the long game. Mm-hmm. I want Bulls fans to say, think about the long game. Yes, this season is fun. This is probably going to be the most stress-free season we have out of this one because nobody really had expectations coming to this point. Like, my expectations have adjusted. It went from beginning of the season to just make the playoffs. I don't care what happens when we get in the playoffs. So now, you should win a first-round series.
Absolutely.
Win a first-round series. That's what my expectations are. But I still think in a seven-game series, we'll probably lose to Brooklyn. We'll probably lose to Milwaukee just because it is a superstar-driven league. In the playoffs, that's where superstars step up. And with all due respect to Zach and DeMar and Vooch, none of them niggas are superstars. And I think Zach has a great chance to be one. You know what I'm saying? DeMar still has the playoff cloud over him. Can he have a great playoffs for once? Vooch has been in the playoffs. Vooch has put up numbers, but now he's actually has the opportunity to win. Zach has never been to the playoffs. Yeah. Now, the good thing is we have a playoff-tested coach. Billy Donovan has been in playoff battles, but Billy Donovan has been in a conference final, and of course we all know what he did in Florida. So we have a winning coach. Now, when it comes to Coby, I think this next month is gonna tell me a lot. Mm-hmm. As of right now, I'm like still 50-50 on trading him. But if he keeps playing like this for the rest of the month, I'm taking him off the market.
Yeah, keep him. Yeah, absolutely.
Because you might want to fill a hole to help Vooch and put bodies out there, but then you're going to be having another problem.
Right, at what expense, though? Right, yeah.
What expense? Exactly. So now you don't have any scoring off the bench.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be an issue. So, and then everybody's like, you need a Giannis stop it. Let's keep it 100. Listen, you need a Giannis and KD stop it. Let's keep it a buck. There's not a nigga on God's green earth who can guard Kevin Durant or Giannis.
I was about to say, bro, if it was that easy, everybody would just, let's get a Giannis
stop. And honestly, and if there was a dude who could stop him down, why would he be available?
Yeah, it's going to cost us. It's gonna cost us everything, nigga. Like, no, that's not even it. And no nigga that named himself this nigga stopper has ever stopped that nigga.
And you can go through
you can go to Shandon Anderson,
Gerald Wilkins,
Jordan
stopper,
absolutely,
Ruben Patterson, the Kobe stopper,
Sean Stevenson, like all the, you can go to all these niggas.
Who was the LeBron stopper? It's PJ Tucker.
It's PJ Tucker. Mad niggas, bro. Yeah, mad niggas that's just gonna be a body. So it's like, don't start calling niggas. Who's a Giannis stopper? Matter of fact, fuck it. Like, that's the thing. If you're telling us to go get one, who is he?
Who is
he? Show me the Giannis stopper. And then show me, like, where, like, what team he's in. That nigga probably in prison. Right. Nigga stopped Giannis probably in prison, bro.
And if he breathes, why is that team trying to trade him?
Exactly. Like,
that's my thing.
And then give them to us. We're number one in the East. And they're going to just give us another weapon? Like, the fucking another Infinity Stone, nigga? Like, no.
Nah. The Bulls are playing with house money, man. I would rather, you know, if Coby keeps balling like this, keep Coby, keep
Pat. And it's sentimental, dog. Like, we drafted that nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? And he's turning into what we thought he could be. Because coming out of, you know, college, we always knew that Coby wasn't a traditional pass-first point guard. He was a scorer. early on, he you know, he had his struggles. Yes, absolutely, right? He's a rookie. He's getting, you know, acclimated to the league, to the way shit goes, to the tempo of the game. Right now, this Kobe that we're seeing right now is exactly who we thought he would be. And this
he's the Lou Will Jamal Crawford that we were looking for. You know what I'm saying?
And that's all we need him to be. And I think that more than anything, he's settled into being that. I don't think that he, you know, is delusional about who he is and what he contributes to this team. So as long as the rest of the team and Billy keep bringing him like along the way that he's going right now, it's perfect, bro. Like I said, I don't see a scenario where we trade Kobe for just whatever. Like, it has to be some like shit to really move the needle. Like, oh shit, we got him.
And that's all the great thing about having I fully trust our front office for the first time ever.
We ain't been able to say that shit ever.
Ever. Even like I said, I'm gonna keep saying, even Jordan days, niggas could trust Cross, nigga.
Hell no.
Like, come on. This is the first time ever I could actually say that shit. So that's what I would say. And I think it's gonna get real interesting because I do think it's gonna be some pieces on the buyout market that can help fill our needs. Yep. And this year the Bulls are playing with house money. Think about the long game. See is how far you can get with this team. And he like, okay, we made it to the conference finals. We made the sixth game with the Bucks or the Nets. Okay, this is what we got to change for us to be a championship team next year. I'm going to keep telling y'all, Nikola Jokic. I'm going to keep saying it. That is the nigga. Just be competitive. Get as close as you can. Summer 2023, I think it is, or 2024, whatever the fuck it is.
Yo, gonna get up and say, hold my beer.
Chicago, I'm out of Denver, nigga. I'm done. I'm pulling up. My people in Chicago, the man who drafted me is in Chicago.
Yep.
All my Serbian niggas in Chicago, I'm coming.
Served up, you know what I'm saying?
And also think about this, bro. We don't know what the fuck is up with Kyrie. We don't know if he's gonna fucking play. Giannis is keeping his foot on the necks of the Bucks saying, oh, don't get too comfortable, nigga. I can still leave.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I was about to say Giannis, and he, you know, now there's no, I'm not gonna say there's no incentive. I don't know that man.
Yeah.
But he did what he had to do.
He got his ring.
So I think now it opens up his choices from a freedom standpoint of like, what else could I do? Because that let's keep it 100. The citizens of Milwaukee are going to love this man forever. He bought the fucking Bucks a title.
Yeah.
I don't care what he does. I don't care what he does. He can leave and do what he wants. They'll wish this nigga well. I know
they forgave Brett Favre for going to go play.
Yeah,
with the Vikings.
Like, come on, bro.
And for niggas who don't know, the only thing as a Packer, the only thing worse than playing for the Vikings would be playing for the Bears.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's
just pretty much. Yeah, nah.
He went to the Vikings.
Though.
They
didn't
fuck with that nigga for like 2 years, but they forgave him. You know what I'm saying? So
he sent that. He sent that text. You ate. They was right. Man.
Let's get into one other thing I want to get into, man. Before we wrap up.
Okay.
Bulls are 25-10. That's right now. This is a Wednesday recording. It's January 5th. They have two games up on the Nets and the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, is it too early to be paying attention to standings?
No. Because right now we would be panicking if they were like sixth.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not too early to be paying attention to the standings. I think it's too early to tell what will be like in the playoffs, because the roster I don't think is done yet, like being filled out. So I think it may be too early for maybe like late season predictions, but I don't think it's too early to pay attention to the standings, only because if it was reversed, we would be like, oh my God, like this shit is, you know, and again, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying because we number one, we're just going to remain that way. Like, you know, the East is just like that. One or two games, you can be in third.
And you're in the fifth seed. Fifth.
Like
the East is the new West.
On 1,000%, because on any given night you look up like, damn, the Bulls number one. Oh shit, the Bulls back. Oh, the Nets. Like, you know, so it just goes back and forth. But the Bulls are number one as of right now, and I think that the product that we seeing on the court matches the standing. So like, this is like the perfect time to look at the standings, because we was talking about Christmas. We were saying, let's see where this team is. You know, Christmas. Here we are, like less than a week into the new year, and we're number one, 25-10. You know what I mean? So like, this shit is crazy, bro.
Yeah, I think once it hits the new year, go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Once it hits the new year, go crazy.
Yep.
And like you said, this is not a team that, like, you know, I'm going to give a White Sox comparison. The White Sox were leading the division all last year. But we didn't really have any – what's the word I'm looking for? Big wins.
Okay.
We were losing to a lot of top 10s. And that was one of my question marks heading into the playoffs. Like, the way the Astros beat us wasn't a shock. That's how they kicked our ass in the regular season.
You know,
we were losing to the Yankees, so we didn't have any marquee wins.
Gotcha.
The Bulls already got more than enough marquee wins.
Absolutely.
And they're playing, and we've been shorthanded, and we've been winning.
Yep.
It's not like we're like one of the rare teams who've been blessed with health. Nah, nigga.
They were burning us, bro.
We got ravished, bro. We were the first team. Boy. To go with the COVID shit.
Oh no, Silver! See, he gonna make us pay. He couldn't make us pay on the.
Penalties. Oh, and we're gonna
make us pay.
We're gonna. I'm gonna, when we get to the schedule, he's definitely making us pay. But yeah, I don't think it's too early to look at the standings. And but I do think the top four in the East is set. I think the top four in the East will be us in no order: us, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, and Miami.
The question is,
what's the order going to be?
I agree.
I think who's gonna have home court in the first round. I think that's set. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is gonna be fighting for. You know, five through playing. I think those top four are set. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's too early to look at that. Yeah, niggas only say that when they mad their team sucks.
You know, dead ass. No, it's early. We got to wait and see. Like, yeah.
The Lakers have been 25-10 right now. Oh, my God.
Man, listen, dog. Listen.
Is LeBron better than Jordan? Right. And by the way, I just want to say this, even though I know it's not called on live. Can y'all stop praising this nigga when he beats a mediocre team? Like, I saw niggas last night. He was like, I'm a motherfucking problem. You beat the Kings.
Nigga, and
in a close game,
right? Like, come on, and you niggas barely covered, bro. Like, for anybody that like follow back,
and this is gambling, yeah.
Yeah, right. Them niggas was favored by 7. You know what I'm saying? Niggas won by 8. Like, bro, you beat the Kings by 8,
the
bro.
Kings,
like,
my nigga.
Like, you didn't just it. Like you got drugged by like mad teams, nigga. Like, you niggas is trash.
Yeah,
trash, bro. Like, we don't even need the rest of the season to know. These niggas is trash. They're not good. They're not a good team.
Can I tell you a quick story before we go?
Yeah, go ahead.
So here's the thing. So last Saturday, after the DeMar shot against Indiana, it was New Year's Eve. So I was like, let me go get my beer while I wait for my Chinese food to show up. So I went to my corner store up the street, as my New York niggas call it a bodega, but Chicago niggas call it corner stores.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the corner store, and my man at the register, who we always talk all the time about sports, he comes in, he likes to fuck with me about the Bears. And he's a big Laker fan. He's like, hey, yo, Chicago, what's up with them Bears? So I grab my beer.
Mm-hmm.
I walk to the counter. I'm like, Bears stink. But the Bulls better than them sorry ass Lakers, though. Nigga went silent.
Bars,
rang me up. I'm like, I'll holler at you.
Full flex voice, nigga. Bars, nigga.
Exactly. Like, so you niggas can't talk about bull. Y'all can get y'all shit off on the Bears, but can't get it off on the Bulls.
And that's the same way I am with the Giants. Like, as soon as niggas start talking shit about the Giants, I'm like, yeah. And they like, yeah, but DeMar. And I'm like, there you go.
Exactly, man. To wrap this up, let's go over the schedule. I kind of want to go like, we got really like, if you look at the schedule, we've really only got out of the next couple weeks, we've only really got one.
It's the fucking gauntlet, bro.
Three, yeah, like we got a gauntlet. We got Washington on Friday, which you know they're gonna come in ready after that tough loss last week. We got Dallas on the road. We should win that, but it's still a road game. Next Tuesday, we got Detroit. That's gonna be one of the rescheduled games from the Rona outbreak. Which is why I said this is why Adam Silver's fucking us, because we have two back-to-backs this week, right? But right before and right after tough teams. So we got Detroit, and then we got to face all of Brooklyn the next day. We're going to get all three of them niggas. And we're getting KD, Harden, and Kyrie, which is going to be the hottest ticket in Chicago. I wonder how much that ticket costs. And then get a day off. Here come Golden State. And guess who's going to be there? Motherfucking Thompson. So we getting... These might be, you know, how it's the NBA Finals preview. These are the two potential final previews. And then we go to Boston the next day against a team who know you want. They want to get in our ass after blowing that 19-point lead.
Yeah, we broke them niggas early this season. Let's not forget that. We broke
then we get
team meetings and shit.
We get a day off, and then we're on national TV on TNT for Dr. King Day against Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. They've been balling out.
That nigga Ja something different, man. Shout out to Ja Morant,
something different,
bro. Oh, my God.
I can't wait to see Ja this Saturday against the Clippers. I'm looking forward to that game.
Ja's, he's an animal.
Then, game day off. You get Cleveland at the crib.
Fucking Cleveland, man.
Cleveland ain't no joke.
Yeah, them niggas ain't no hoes. I ain't gonna lie. They got hands this season.
You know what I'm saying? They get joint. Then you get a day off, and here's the game we've all been waiting for. Man. The measuring stick game. The Milwaukee Bucks.
I wish we had like 2 days off before this.
That's what I'm saying. You need 2 days off before you play Giannis.
Come on, dog.
You know what I'm saying? So you play Milwaukee at the career. I mean, in Milwaukee. And then after that, the schedule gets easier. That's when luck. Then we get Portland, Oakland, OKC, Toronto,
yep.
Orlando. So then it gets. Yep.
Yeah, we got the Thunder, Raptors.
Then we get Thunder. It gets real light up until, you know, around All-Star break. It's very, very light.
Yeah.
Really, the whole month of February is light.
They're making us pay in January, though. Right. Sure.
But this is why the win streak is so important.
Absolutely.
You got a little bit more. You got to
get yourself some cushion. Yeah.
You got a larger room for error.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And you got confidence, too, because going to some confidence. Of these games that we may look at like, damn, they might lose that.
Yeah,
like them niggas don't know that they going into every game thinking like, no, nigga, we came to play, like, for real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't just like some pushover shit. So the win streak is important, you know, on both sides, because it's like you give yourself some cushion because you have lost some games you weren't supposed to lose. Like, we could be 26-9 if we ain't lose to the Rockets, and you know, just little shit like that, right? Like just little small things like that. It happens. I'm glad we got that shot out of our system early because I don't think we're going to be a team that's losing, like playing with our food. You know what I'm saying? So you lose to the Warriors at full strength or lose to the Nets at full strength.
And if you lose to
no shame in that.
Who cares? You beat them twice.
I mean, it
already.
Is what it is, bro. Yeah.
You beat like, them twice.
Right. Them niggas is who they are. You know, they're top teams.
This team also knows that they're on the same level as these dudes.
Absolutely.
And one thing about them, it doesn't really matter what deficit the Bulls have.
Yep.
The Bulls are a team that you got to watch to the last fucking buzzer. Look at that fucking I think it was at the Washington game. We was down 10 with 3 minutes left.
Yeah. That and the Bulls have passed. That game is done. We probably lose that game by 14 points.
It's a wrap, man. So I'm just glad we got that cushion up. And honestly, I think we're going to do pretty good on this road trip. It's not even road. We're at home at the grill. But
it's just a fucking, like, man, this shit it's intimidating looking at it. So,
it's intimidating looking at it, but also look at the other teams. Like, you know,
but this Milwaukee, team is good, though.
And as far as standings, Milwaukee not going to care about every game. They're the champions. They're like, nigga, as long as we get in.
Let's just get there. That's what it is.
And Brooklyn is only going to have Kyrie for road games.
Yeah, they only got the nigga half the time. So
they only got the nigga half the time. So it's not like we're going to lose, you know, that much ground or anything, man. So that's
I'm excited to see it because it's going to be a test with them playing, you know, with like the fatigue and just like the, you know, their charisma being able to bounce back, you know, only having one day. And that day is probably, you know, it's probably not going to be too much too. I doubt that Billy Donovan has these guys just like OD working practice.
No, of course not. He's not Tibbs.
Right. Tibbs had niggas putting shingles on the roof at halftime. You know what I'm saying? So like, you know, I think that will be well conditioned. And I think that it is a good stretch, but niggas better look out because taking the Bulls on back-to-back nights is not a good thing for you. Because if these guys just played, they still have that energy in them and they want to come out there and like, you know, get that shit off. You feel me? So this ain't like them old teams where it's back to back and like they barely won the night before and then they get their ass kicked the next night. This is a team that will kick your ass tonight, kick somebody else's ass tomorrow. You know what I mean? So I'm excited. I'm excited to see if that trend continues. I'm more excited just to see Kobe how he performs this month. Like you said, you know, back to your point. I'm really just excited overall about this team. I think if I had to use one word to kind of sum up where I'm at like right now, I'm just excited. I'm excited. I'm optimistic. You know what I'm saying about like what's going on. So I can't wait to see how we doing this stretch. Really.
Yeah. I hope Caruso will be ready. They said his foot's getting better. He's starting to do a little more basketball, even though he's in COVID protocol. You know, the new COVID rule is only five days. Yep. So he be scheduled to come back against Detroit next week. Now, of course, I'm more worried about his foot than I am COVID. He'll be fine. I'm looking forward to see how we're going to do, man. If we come out of this month with a really, really great record, it's like, okay, let's just hope we stay healthy.
Yeah,
that's the only thing.
Right,
100%. Stay healthy. We don't 100%. Need nobody else going
and nigga,
down,
shit,
man.
That nigga Derrick Henry finna come back, nigga. So Pat Will might come back too, shit.
Like, I really think Patrick Williams is coming back like in March. Some just telling me he's coming back because the NBA don't decline injury exceptions.
Yeah.
So that tells me that nigga. Right. And also, shout out my homies, was at the game last week, and he said that P-Dub was out there shooting during halftime.
Well, there we go.
And the cast is off.
There we go.
So I think he's ahead of schedule, man. So
there we go.
This has been another episode 22, man. We'll be back with y'all next week to recap more what's going on with the Bulls. This has been a fun season. It's always great to have a podcast when your team is winning.
Hell
man,
yeah.
That makes things
your
a
team
lot,
lose,
lot
you
better.
Get this bitch start talking about shows, movies, whatever. Like,
how we do on 7 Nights in Dallas. Like, we talk about the Bears for 10 fucking minutes.
I'm so glad y'all niggas beat the dog. Like, I ain't never been this happy that the Giants lost in my life, dog. I'm so happy that y'all niggas beat the Giants.
The Giants, Jets, and Lions are here to remind us Bears fans. It could be worse.
Listen, it could always be worse. Listen, take this from me, Bears fans. it could definitely be worse. You could go into a game and come out that motherfucker with negative passing yards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You could go into a season.
Which we've been there before.
With a bullshit coach, a bullshit GM. And I'm not going to say like DJ's a bullshit. Like I want to be fair to the kid, right? Like he's had good games, good moments, whatever. This team, this franchise has done him no favors. But you can go, it could just be worse, bro. Like, you think Matt Nagy is bad, go get Joe Judge. And you tell me how you like this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Go get that nigga. And you figure it out for yourself. So.
Oh, no, man. Matt Nagy is fucking terrible. Matt Nagy. You hate that nigga. Nigga, January 10th. I can't wait, nigga. Matt Nagy and fucking Ryan Pace be updating their Zillow, man.
Boy. Oh, man. Yeah.
Let's get out of here, man. You know to follow us, man, at Barchair Scott. Mariano, let me know where they can follow you, where they can get your shit at, man.
Yeah, man. You know, again, like I said, Rap Names Podcast, you know, is out. We drop every Wednesday. At Mariano on Twitter, two N's, two O's. Mariano Bibbins on Instagram. Just follow Bomb Network. You know what I mean? Stay in the loop. You know, we out here doing our thing and shit. That's about it.
Yes, sir, man. We'll holler at y'all next week, man. Go Bulls.
Yes, sir.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.